A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at God's right hand. "I can see heaven thrown open," he said, "and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." At this, all the members of the council shouted out and stopped their ears with their hands. Then they all rushed at him, sent him out of the city, and stoned him. The witnesses put down their clothes at the feet of a young man called Saul. As they were stoning him, Stephen said in invocation, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and said aloud, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And with these words, he fell asleep. The word of the Lord.
The Lord is King, most high above all the earth, most high above all the earth, the Lord is King. The Lord is King, most high above all the earth, most high. Rejoice, the many coastlands be glad, his throne is justice and right. The Lord is King, most high above all the earth, most high above all the earth, the Lord is King. The skies proclaim his justice, all peoples see his glory, all you spirits worship him. The Lord is King, most high above all the earth, most high. Exalted far above all spirits. Exalted is King, most high above all the earth, most high above all the earth, the Lord is King.
The second reading from the book of Apocalypse. I, John, heard a voice speaking to me. "Very soon now I shall be with you again, bringing the reward to be given to every man according to what he deserves. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Happy are those who will have their robes cleaned, so that they will have the right to feed on the tree of life and can come through the gates into the city. I, Jesus, have sent my angels to make these revelations to you for the sake of the churches. I am David's line, the root of David and the bright star of the morning. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let everyone who listens answer, 'Come.' Then let all who are thirsty come, and all who may want it have the water of life and have it free." The one who guarantees all these revelations repeats his promise. "I shall indeed be with you very soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." This is the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, "Holy Father, I pray not only for these, but for those also who through their words will believe in me. May they all be one. Father, May they be one in us as you are one in me, and I am in you, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one as we are one. With me in them and you in me, may they be so completely one that the world will realize that it was you who sent me, and that I have loved them as much as you love me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they may always see the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Father Righteous One, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. I have made your name known to them, and will continue to make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and so that I may be in them. The Gospel of the Lord. This Sunday that hangs between the Ascension and Pentecost focuses on heaven as we look towards God, who is judge and judges with justice. Today is also celebrated throughout the Universal Church as the World Day of Prayer for Social Communication, and how it's moved on from the radio. It was 1967 when it was instituted by Pope Paul VI. The first reading narrates the martyrdom of the first martyr, Saint Stephen. After having provided a lengthy defense, he was sentenced to death by the Sanhedrin. He was falsely accused. The justice was perverse. But we find comfort in the fact that when he was sentenced to death and death was being carried out, he had an angelic face, we are told. That face mirrored what he saw in heaven, namely Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. But Stephen does something else. He prays for those who are persecuting him, those who are torturing him, and those that are about to kill him. In this way, he reflects what Jesus did. He asked his Father to forgive those who persecuted him and who are about to kill him. Stephen said, "Don't let us hold against them what they do." When we are persecuted or unjustly condemned by people, what do we do? What type of face do we show to our persecutors? Those that may falsely accuse you. When faced with difficulties, Stephen shows us we should look to heaven. Look up and see the face of God. Don't turn to fortune tellers, spiritualists, card readers, but look to God. He will provide you with justice. And the responsorial psalm speaks of God, King, sitting on a throne that is made in truth, made in wisdom. God justice judges justice, not like others who judge with injustice. The second reading also picks up on this issue of justice. As we have reached the end of time, Jesus presents himself through the angel, describing him as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. His final assignment here on earth was to reward the just and condemn the wicked. But who are the just? Ask yourself. Firstly, it's those who have washed their robes. This no doubt alludes to the act of baptism. And secondly, it's those who have the right to the tree of life. So what is the tree of life? The tree of life is the cross. Christ conquered death, which came about by Adam and Eve eating from the tree of life. Christ broke that. He gives life through the cross. So who are the just, unjust, who remain outside the heavenly city? John lists them as the dogs, fortune tellers, sexually immoral, murderers, idolaters, and every person of false speech and false life. The gospel presents Jesus' last speech in the upper room as he makes his prayer to the Father. In Christian tradition, this has been called the priestly prayer of Jesus, as the priest reflects this in the prayers he says at Mass, praying for other people. Prayers not only for those who are with him, but those who are outside of his priestly ministry. Unfortunately, the Christian religion is known for its scandalous disunity. As we witness thousands of denominations springing up all over the world, the scandal of disunity, or evil as it is, has been seen by so many to be normal, which is a scandal in itself. Why don't we respect people? When a person dies, quite often the people around him and their relatives respect their final wish. To respect the wisdom that comes from them. So why don't we respect what Jesus says before he dies? As we prepare for the celebration of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, let us pray that our hearts may be softened so that we may be made ready to work for Christian unity. However, in order to work for Christian unity, we need to look towards heaven in order to work effectively. We ask for heaven's protection. We ask for their help. The heavens are open to us. All we have to do is look up and see.